Good morning. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm joined now by State Representative Jim Kelly, wearing his Niwala jacket and decked out in all his Niwala gear. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. A little on the cool side this morning, but
yeah, pretty cold, especially
not as yesterday. Cool as it's going to be, I don't think.
Yeah, it's going to get even cooler tonight if you're planning on being out late.
Yeah, I'll probably. One thing I sure better do if I want to keep some plants for next week is cover a few tonight.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully you've harvested your sweet potatoes already if you have any of them.
Well, I don't have any of those, so they're safe.
All right. So how are things going at the Capitol?
Well, there's not a lot of activity there. I've been there several times in the last couple weeks, once for a interim committee on minimum liability limits for auto insurance and payday loans was one day, and then last week I was there 2 days, Thursday and Friday, for the interim telehealth committee, where we looked at getting legislation in place to expand telehealth. And on the day, I would say that between the 2 days, we probably had 25 to 30 people testify. We had some demonstrations of new types of telehealth, and then we also had a roundtable to try to work out some of the differences that are there with some of the commercial insurers and some of the medical groups. So that's been going on for me there, and then I've just got one more coming up in November, where it's a joint commission on pensions, and it's, I don't think much will happen there. It's just a required meeting once a year where they report to the legislature, and I just happen to be on the committee that is included in that. So,
well, that telehealth is sort of a fascinating subject to me, and I was wondering if you might speak about just your opinion of it a bit.
Well, I'm a big advocate for telehealth as probably access to care, for availability of access to care in the future in many parts of not only the state of Kansas that are rural and frontier, but also clear across the country. And telehealth can range from everything right here in town. Monty Kaufman at Windsor Place has a telemonitoring that he does. It's had tremendous success through pilot programs and through actual use that they have with some of their clients. And then it goes from, we saw demonstrations of a robotic unit that would move along and could actually have the availability for a doctor to go into a hospital room or a clinic and visit with a patient. There would be a nurse practitioner or someone there. But I think it's got tremendous opportunities. And I think the big argument from the commercial insurers particularly is that it should not be paid at the same rate as an in-office visit, which I don't agree with. I mean, I think that when you get out in certain parts of rural areas and you're looking at a six-hour round trip for some type of follow-up visit, and where it may be difficult to get the transportation to do that, if you would do it by telehealth and your provider would be reimbursed, they would be willing to provide that. You could have someone do a follow-up to make sure that they're on the right course, where if they have to take a six-hour round trip and it's a major effort, they may just skip it. And rather than get better, they would have potentially, for the insurer, it could go into, you know, a six-figure-plus claim. So I think it's got a lot of positives, and in my mind, very few negatives for the future of access to health care in rural and frontier areas and in urban areas where there is a need for care.
Joining us now is Deborah Woodall with a question.
Yeah, Representative Kelly, speaking a little more about the reimbursement rates. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, also at the end of the day, in terms of what the doctor is doing, either via telemedicine or in office, I mean, they're really probably spending about the same amount of time with that patient and the same amount of time documenting the comments afterwards, right?
Yeah, you have to have the visit has to be to the same standard of care if you're doing a telehealth visit or you're doing an in-person visit. I think the insurers, to me, have argued that on a telehealth visit, we don't know whether they're really doing what they are supposed to be doing to follow the standard of care. And I ask them, do they really know what an in-office provider is doing? Are they doing everything required by the protocol to provide the level of care that's called for? And they will admit they don't know that either. So, you know, it's one. I think in some cases it's been shown that on telehealth, and telehealth can be for behavioral health. It can be for critical interventions for someone with a behavioral health crisis. It's been shown that in some instances, people actually react better to a telehealth visit than they react to an in-person visit. It's less threatening, I think, from what you see.
Yeah, less white coat anxiety, so to speak.
Right.
You mentioned the even access in urban areas, and really from an employer's perspective, employers who have to provide medical insurance or do provide medical insurance for their employees, you're always concerned about employees missing work for follow-up appointments and things like that too. So there are some benefits there just in terms of convenience of being able to do stuff, maybe not on the traditional clock if you're using telemedicine.
Yeah, I agree. And some of the insurers, Blue Cross and Aetna, they have adopted telehealth programs where one of them uses TeleDoc, one of them uses a different provider, where if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield client and you've got some kind of sinus infection or something, you can call and you get whoever happens to be in the queue most of the time, and you can talk to them and they can prescribe something. But what the type of visits that they do, they're all more or less primary care, and it does not handle that if I have a surgery and it's several hours away, that I could go into my provider's office here and do a follow-up with them and not have to make that journey. So what they're offering doesn't do that, and it doesn't necessarily do what might keep my condition from getting worse because I don't have the ability to make the trip for the follow-up.
Absolutely.
So with the ability, to sort of piggyback on that question, with the ability of telehealth to stretch past state borders, do you anticipate insurance rates going down to reflect that, or going up, or do you think they'll remain mostly the same?
Well, in Kansas and in most states, the provider of the telehealth services have to be licensed in the state of Kansas. And so 2 years ago, we passed a bill that was the Interstate Medical Licensure Compact. And in that, a provider, at that time it was 12 or 13 states, that's grown, could be licensed in a more streamlined method in Kansas. And so one of the states is Minnesota. So actually a doctor that went through the licensing, multi-state licensing project, could do a telehealth visit to someone in Kansas, or a Kansas doctor could do a telehealth visit to someone in Minnesota.
So if there's a specialist I would need to see in Minnesota, my current insurance would cover visiting someone even though I'm in Kansas.
Right. And how much they would cover is kind of up in the air now. But But that's true. If you need it to, and that doctor was licensed in Kansas, and they had gone through all the streamlined interstate compact qualifications and licensing, then you could see them, and your insurance would cover it on a telehealth visit. I mean, that is the ideal, and that's the goal, and that's what we're working for, to try to get some rate parity for telehealth, and also some coverage parity, that if you can go to into an office of a provider, say in Wichita, that you're also able to do a telehealth visit to the same provider, that they can't, that it can't be you have to go in office, that if you have the ability to do the telehealth visit, that it should be covered the same as a in-office visit. So we've got a ways to go. The goal is to get a bill out of health committee early this session and try to get it to the floor, and it'll go over to the Senate and try to get something in place. It's one of the goals of that the Rural Healthcare Working Group that I was on, and I think it's one of the goals of the chairman of the health committee this year to get that out and passed and put us in place, I think, for what we can do now by telehealth and what will develop in the future. Because, as you know, technology develops rapidly, and the ability to utilize it develops rapidly, and we want to be in a position to move along with that.
Absolutely. Well, Representative Jim Kelly, we are just about out of time, but before we go, do you have anything else you'd like to leave us with?
Well, no. I hope everyone has a very safe Halloween coming up next week, and it looks like it may not be quite as cold for the trick-or-treaters, but right now I think it'll be a cold couple days to end Niwala, then it looks like it might warm back up, so hopefully we'll have a lot of trick-or-treaters at my house. I like to give out the candy.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Zach. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.